has actually dropped.
So you mean that while there was all this terror about the bond vigilantes demanding a higher interest rate in order to lend us money, the interest rate kept going down?
A lot of that was completely removed from the reality of what actually happened in the market. The market essentially said, excuse my French, but you're full of it.
In fact, ever since the ratings agency Standard & Poor's first signaled it might downgrade U.S. debt back in the spring, interest rates have been doing anything but follow the script.
Going back to April 19, when those rating threat announcements came out, as you can see, the interest rate just went lower and lower and lower and lower.
And so what explains a plummeting of interest rates when everybody, almost everybody, including, I remember, the Financial Times, certainly the New York Times, was warning that the interest rate was going to go in exactly the opposite direction?